Lamont Jones is shattered when his cousin dies just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. Wondery presents Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
People of Earth, I hope the hypothalami within the limbic system of your tiny human brains are tuned up and ready to mitigate some dramatic tension, because the season finale train has left the station after warming up its engines for a quick 90 or so episodes. Arnie's been abducted by the Dark Lord, the original Karen, but worse, the Institute, where I get my snacks, across the street from Burger King Ground Zero, has gone into some sort of high alert mode that only someone with a real knack for mindless fiddling could interpret. Unfortunately, Craig hasn't responded to my signal.
Hello? Is anyone there? Hello? This is Craig. Can anyone hear me? Hello? 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 Is anyone there?
Craig, where the hell is your voice coming from?
Oh, the coffee machine. I'm projecting my consciousness into it.
You can do that?
Apparently I can do that. Oh, beans from Intelligentsia. Did someone win the lottery?
They have unparalleled mouthfeel. I will not be bean-shamed. So, Craig, how are you?
Fine. Traveling the galaxy with my robot friend PV3.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we even had our own space bunker for a while, and there was time travel, vampires.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you don't want to pretend to be interested, this will go faster.
Okay, great. Could you hack into the system here? Everything is all Mountain Dew code red, and I need to know why.
I can try. How much access would you need?
All of it. If things are as bad as I suspect, I'll need to know everything. I'll also need a fresh pot of coffee. Is that asking too much?
With Intelligentsia beans? Should I track down a loan application?
All right, you get to work. As for you, audience, listen closely as our story continues to unfold.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon.
Kafarni.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. I know you're not real Arnie, but this is like the season finale. So like really, I need like emotion. I need you to like some oomph and some like, right?
Here's my question, Chuck. How do you know that this is the season finale and not like maybe this will lead to a series of events that would need one or two or three more episodes?
Huh. Good point. I guess just treat every episode like it's the finale, if that makes sense. Like, if you stay prepared, you never have to get prepared.
Okay.
That's why I'm always operating at this intensity.
Okay. So, listeners, this is the season finale. If this is the first episode you listen to, don't worry about it. This is everything you need to know. 4 years and 4 weeks ago,
boom,
I fell through...
Kapow! Keep going.
Through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon.
Were those fireworks?
I was trying to add drama.
Well, I'll do real fireworks.
Fuck you.
Usador, we're literally, like, we can see the volcano from here. You just shot fireworks into the sky, alerting the Dark Lord's armies that were right here.
It's a countdown to his death.
Also, your fireworks are blue and have the words Usador in them?
Yeah. I know how to market myself. It's called branding.
Oh, can you do the ones that, like, explode and then, like suck back in?
Yeah, sure.
Like, back in? No, sorry, like, suck back in. No, I'm not being clear. Like, okay, so they explode out and then they go, like, it's like they went back together.
Okay, how about this one? No?
Arnie, keep going.
All right, fuck it.
The wrong side. Guys, I picked the wrong side. I should have stayed with evil on this one.
Same.
No, we got this.
Do we?
We've got this. Guys, this is the culmination of the quest I have been on for so many years. We're going to save my friend Arnie. We are going to defeat the Dark Lord and send him to the realms of Ephesius, where what was once a good wizard shall be dissipated into naught.
Momo forgot to mention that she's wearing flip-flops. Do you think that's the best shoe for this? I don't know.
Do you have other shoes?
Not really. Again, Momo packed for vacation. No one told her it was a rescue quest.
I have an extra pair of moccasins if you want to borrow them.
Krom, I think your feet might be a little bit bigger than Momo's. I suppose I could shrink them down.
No, I think these flip-flops will be great.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't want you to shrink my feet down.
No, I wouldn't shrink your feet, just the shoes.
Sorry, Momo, I'm sorry I'm so hung up on this. Usur, can you make them either flips or flops?
Flips or flops?
Yeah, Momo, which is better for you?
How will I walk if it's just one? If they're just flopping, I'll fall. And if they're just flipping, I'll certainly fall. They have to flip and then flop.
Yeah, just let her flip and flop.
Fuck, I can't argue with this. All right.
If they were just flipping, maybe would you just shoot into the sky and never come back?
Huh.
No flipping? What are you, Gary Shandling? Something Arnie used to always say to me. I don't know what it meant, but he always used to smile his big, oafish smile. Fuck, I miss my best friend. Let's go save him.
Hey now.
What?
Momo is going to be integral to this battle that we're about to enter. Let her flip and flop, and then she just won't be able to run for public office.
No plans to. That sounds exhausting.
So remember, we're all integral in this battle against evil. Even Carfoon Blemish.
Maybe the most integral, in my own mind.
Yes, certainly. I believe that you were the one I've been looking for to turn to the side of good. I knew I could do it. This is why I know this is the final episode.
He's too happy. You're too happy.
Too happy. It makes me nervous when you get that happy. I'm not used to experiencing you looking at me and smiling.
Well, nothing's going to go wrong, and we're all going to live forever!
Woo! Both friends.
A ship approaches! Get the lava archers onto the shoreline! Beasts of fire, I need you behind them as well! No one told you fools to stop digging! Keep digging that trench! Yeah, Gila Monster!
Oh shit, I see them. Guys, real fast, before we get off the boat, should we have like a code word or like a safe word or something? Like if we're in trouble or something like we should say?
Oh, Momo's got one. How about this?
Yeah.
Help! Help me!
Okay.
Shoot at the thing that's yelling for help! Because we're evil.
Krom, here, take this microphone. Throw it to the shore.
On our side, we would kill it for being weak. Is it everybody's first day?
Forces of evil, listen to my voice and heed my commands.
Now, good.
Move
this is
among
good.
Them and bring back the intelligence to the minds of the Soul Walker. We hunger for intel.
Yeah.
Those flip-floppers are coming on some sort of swift boat.
A swift boat? Quick, assemble veterans to discredit it.
That was a great reference for 10 years ago!
Soulwalker, we need to destroy these interlopers. By my count and through this telescope that I just fashioned, is it a telescope if I'm holding it or is it a looking glass? There's no time. What am I, an astronomer? We need to sink that so that they don't approach the island.
A telescope lets you see great distances, okay. Whereas a looking glass lets you gaze at yourself, or what I call the abyss.
This guy, can I just say real quick, I'm so happy we finally get to work together. You are metal as hell.
And I as well. Game, as they say, recognize game.
Game, yes. Kill that boat!
Leave the souls. The bodies die. What remains is mine.
I shall plunder them for bones and cool shit that I can use in spells.
Momo, Connie, they want to destroy the boat. Let's destroy it first.
What?
Why are you setting this boat on fire so fast? You didn't even like give us a chance to disagree.
Wow, that thing went up like a box of matches. Look at that.
If they want to destroy the boat, we need to destroy it first.
But they also want to kill us.
I guess this isn't like an illegal fireworks show. It's some cousin's junior high.
That boat made of oily rags and palm fronds.
Hey, I don't want to criticize anyone here, but it seems like they're really well organized. And our first move is to set our own boat on fire.
Also, guys, we suck. Why are we just standing around on this boat that is being engulfed in fire? We gotta get off this boat!
This was the boat where we became friends.
Oh, you're right, Blemmy.
Look, I'm not a pyromancer. I'm a necromancer. But what I rudimentarily know about fire and flaming things is that when you're at sea, fire is your worst enemy. When you think you would be surrounded by water, so it wouldn't be a problem. But if you're on fire and you're on a boat, you're pretty much just asking to never be seen from again. Honestly, I will bet you $5 that they don't even make it to shore.
Ooh, $5. You have my attention.
You, sir, this fire is taking too long. Make a magic cannon on the side of the boat and blow this fucking boat's brains out.
Ugh, and call Momo crazy. But what if we focus not on destroying ourselves, but destroying them?
Excellent idea, Momo. I knew you would be integral to this battle, and you've proved it just then.
Eh.
Quickly, let's destroy the boat, save the bears, and then kill the villains!
The more they talk, the more the fire seems to leap. It's like out of spite for their dithering.
Are they trying to make us pity them?
Everyone keep punching the boat!
Oh no, they're jumping the boat into a street gang.
Guys, are we gonna die in the first 10 minutes of this episode?
Blood in, blood out.
Okay, I went below decks and Krom is down there with all the bears.
Oh no.
They put everyone they're trying to save below decks. Oh my goodness. Did they take a bet on how many of their own side they could kill? I'm adding an extra $5 to this. We could just focus on the engineering feat that we have to accomplish.
Yes.
Krom, don't worry. All these flames are an illusion that I cast. Nobody will know that the boat shall be fine.
Okay, because I just convinced all those bears below decks that this was the last day they were going to live and we're going to have a big orgy.
Oh, I interrupted your bear orgy?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
So are the flames real or not?
No, it was just an illusion. I was trying to get them to lower their guards, think that we were in combat.
I'm asking you, are the flames real or not?
Yeah, the flames are real.
Yes, great.
Great.
I would bet the Gila monster that I'm riding around on, that I trained because we were going to be on this volcanic island, that the only trouble we're really going to have is from the blue sack of shit the middle of the decks right now. You'd recognize him as well as anyone, and I'd recognize him because I hate him. I respect him as a professional, but I hate and loathe him, Usador.
Ah, yes, the Azure Pretender. Take them all. The blue one is mine. I shall darken his cobalt hue to a more suitable ashen pallor before I finally suck his wizard soul into ourselves.
Look at this. Look at my skin, man. This is snake bumps. You're giving me snake bumps with this. I was gonna try to kill him, but you called it. I'm giving him to you.
This is what so many people don't understand.
We've got time for this.
Is that just because you're evil doesn't mean you can't support each other?
Yes!
And I want to let you know that I see you and I appreciate you.
I would like to also see you and recognize you as one of our most evil and serpentine order, that which is dedicated to the destruction of all that considers itself both holy and good-hearted, and know that I recognize your efforts, that you're doing a real good job.
I am sworn to the abyss, to all that is black, ebon, and blasphemous, and I will support you through whatever you do. If there is a problem that you have, I am an open door to your every care.
Guys, you all fucked this up. Usador, you fucked this up. Chun, you fucked this up. Momo, you fucked this up.
What Glemish, did I do?
Somehow you fucked this up the least, but you still fucked this up.
Thank you for saying that.
Krom, why are you crying?
The bears kicked me out.
I'm sorry.
Well, Krom, I know we're kind of new friends, but I would say that was a tad bit unethical. And Momo, like, lies all the time and steals to feel something. But
Momo,
I would not tell people it's the end of the world and force an orgy. What's going on?
Momo, you sort of made illusionary bears for Krom to flirt with.
Oh.
The real bears are already on shore.
Why is no one telling Momo the illusions of these things?
Strategy, Momo, strategy. In war, you don't tell anyone anything. The more you communicate... Okay, let me just put it this way. Loose lips sink ships, okay?
Why is so much of our strategy interpersonal between us?
Blemish, quickly. Get in my sack.
I'm in. I'm crawling in. Whoa.
You 10 $5 because despite everything that we have seen, and in defiance of basic laws and evidence, that ship has just reached shore. And it's not on fire.
And all the bears that were on the books. The motherfucker was all illusion.
The bears seemed... Wait, hold on. For a moment, they seemed real happy, and then they just disappeared.
They looked like they had all thrown their keys in a bowl and were about to have a real good time. And then they just vanished into the mist.
I didn't know if it was my eyes, but I couldn't tell where one bear ended and another began.
It had a real ice storm vibe to it, for sure.
And now they're gone. The trickery of Usador the Blasphemer.
The trickery that fooled you both?
Yeah, well, God, that makes me so mad. Usador!
Yes?
I see you once again. Previously, I had seen you only on the shores of the lands of the Belleroths in premium content. And now, I will witness your demise here on the main timeline. Draw your weaponry and face me! Lava archers, please gather around, and when he gets close enough, shoot him before he gets near me. And you, over there, keep digging that trench. We have to divert the lava away from the water.
I'm not on your side. You're just pointing at everybody. Do you even know who works here?
I'm sorry, I just assumed since you were so close to me that you were a minion. Hi, and I'm Dripfang. Hi.
Hello.
That's kind of the thing about minions. You don't have to know all their names and personal deets.
Yeah, we separate management from labor around here. You know, we try not to sully the lines of, the workflow.
And that's why you'll always lose and we'll always win, because we care about each other.
Fuck that thing. That's a fucking carfoon. Fuck that. I hate that shit. I remember you guys. I remember that shit. Fuck that. Kill that thing first.
Usador, I'm back. I've sucked the blood from his Gila monster.
Gila monster. Oh. Gila. Something... Who desanguinated my Gila monster?
Wait, are we all getting off the boat now?
Yes, we're all advancing, Chunt. Come on.
Was the boat real?
Was anything real?
Am I real? Soulwalker, punch me in the face. Ooh. Ah, God. Oh, right on my fang. Yeah, I'm real. Do you want me to punch you in the face?
It would be wonderful to feel anything.
They're doing what we did.
Yeah. Oh, yes. The fine line between pleasure and pain. I always dance upon its gossamer thin threads. Thank you, Dripfang.
Yeah, man.
Okay, who is this guy? Because his voice make my teeth buzz.
I am, or rather we are, the Soul Walker. Countless souls bounded in this one mortal decaying shell. Pretty much a skull wrapped in a cloak. Your soul shall be ours. You will join the family within.
You're going to die.
Not unless you meet your end at the hand of Usador this day, Soulwalker. I have defeated you before, and I shall defeat thee again. Ah, but first, is Lady Maribel still in there?
She's still in here.
Okay. Just want to see how she was doing. You know, she had a thing with our friend Arnor for a while. Frenemy, Arnor.
She still pines for him.
Sad. It's a really sad, tragic tale.
I think he'll be happy to hear that, like, whenever we see him.
Why hasn't anyone killed that living artwork? Ah, God, gives me the willies.
He's just mad that I pulled a sweet switcheroo on him at the end of last season.
I don't like it. It's unnatural. It's unnatural in me. I'm a fucking necromancer.
You're right, Dripfang. And none of you will live to tell anyone anything. Especially you, Carfoon. A work of art is but another repository for a piece of a soul. And I must destroy you. Attack bats! Fly!
What? Oh. Attack bats!
Whoa!
Shield!
Aqua bats! Skank!
Water shield!
Baseball bats! Get in there!
Son of a bitch!
Bum, 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 bum.
Now, here in this stretch between innings, you shall most assuredly meet your end at the hands of Usador, as shall your master on this day. For finally, I have the tools before me, and he doth lack the tools that he doth need. For I shall save Arnie, return the artifacts to the side of good, and plunge this obsidian blade, which I got from you, Dripfang, into his heart.
Hey! That's my sword! My sword! I made that sword! Give me my sword back!
Oh, fuck no.
You are too late, Usador the Liar. Arnie Kneecamp, even now, is in the grip of our master, the Dark One. splayed out on an ebony altar, wearing a little flirty chainmail singlet. Tied up in a silver chain, and there's a black saber-toothed tiger looming over him. It's a gnarly scene up there.
Sounds kinky as hell.
Yikes!
It's worse than I imagined.
Yeah, it looks like the side of a mini vanguard. It's pretty fucking cool.
He's a real Arnie in distress.
Flirty chainmail? Did you shop at Forever Adjusted 21?
The very same.
Ooh.
Where else can you purchase such flirty chainmail wear that is appropriate for battle than the retail chain that you just mentioned?
Yes, we had to create an appropriate tableau of dark sorcery.
There's a tableau of dark sorcery. Everybody, come on, get on the same page. And you, sir, you're going to give me my sword back because I made it rightfully and then rightfully plunged it into the chest of your stupid friend that is right now discovering aspects of himself previously uncovered. And so, when you are destroyed, I will claim that sword, and then the only obsidian that could possibly destroy my boss will be in our control. Here now, my very goblinish engineers and those that I have raised from the dead, dig a trench to divert the lava from this erupting volcano so that it shall ne'er reach the water. No obsidian shall be made. None of the material you need shall be supplied. You're basically, in the terms that are most technical,
You busted, dude.
You busted.
Momo's gonna sit down while you guys talk about fighting each other.
There's just one problem with your plan, Drifang. I hate to point it out, but Krom, could you come here for a second?
Yeah.
There, look at that.
What's up, buddy?
You see all those goblin architects?
Mm-hmm.
They hate bears.
What?
They hate bears. They told me.
That makes me so mad. That makes King Krom so mad. It's Krom the King time.
Oh, shit, look at Krom approaching that guy.
Why do you want to be so evil? Tell me about it. Did someone treat you badly when you were young?
He's using empathy.
No one's ever asked me that. What a beautiful thing to ask. Holy, what? Wow, yeah.
Don't explore your pain. Use it. Push it down to continue your work.
I guess you could say it began with my parents' trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And then they sort of, like, they did their best. They tried to do better for me, and it...
Oh, that one's gone.
It wasn't their fault, but they just sort of passed on.
No closure that you make here is closure that you don't make with all bulwarks.
It's not your fault. It's not,
not
your
my
fault.
Fault. It's not my
not
fault.
Your fault.
It's not our fault.
No, that chance is catching
our
on.
Fault.
Well, it's going to all the goblins. At first, I thought he was over focusing.
I was going to say, is he going to do that individually to all 900 goblins? No, he doesn't have to. Son of a fuck!
You, sir, all the goblins are walking off the volcano. I thought all the goblins got sent to Earth.
All the goblin army got sent to Earth. There are some goblins who have jobs in the...
These are our military contractors.
Yes, these are just military contractors.
They're
civilian goblins.
Yeah, it's part of a private security firm that was leasing out their skills at the time. Some of them had served in the Goblin Army, and then when they got out, they went freelance.
The contractors of Darkwater.
They tuck their, like, polo shirts into their khakis, and a lot of times they take action that is completely unsanctioned. That's why we like them so much.
They usually have a clip where they put their crystal ball on their belt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or a little lanyard or something.
Yeah. A lot of them are named Randy for some reason.
We're all named Randy.
My name is Roblin.
They've all turned on Roblin. Oh no.
The goblins are killing each other now.
But Roblin the goblin was a foreman.
He had 3 days until retirement.
You're telling me that goblin was four men in a goblin suit?
Wait a minute. They were ripping him apart. Oh yeah, he was. He was four guys in a goblin suit. I should have known that. I'm 1,000 snakes in a snake suit. Boy, what a day for self-discovery.
You should always guess that the guy whose name rhymes with what he is probably an imposter.
Fuck that thing. I can't stress enough how much I hate when that talks and that it's around, and it made me hate artwork. You don't know what it's like to go around and hate artwork? I have to stab every painting I see.
Yes.
It sort of sounds like you're a coward.
Oh, yeah.
I'm evil. That's not an insult.
Well, this is an opportunity to support my fellow employee of evil. Carfoon Arnie, I shall turn this drawing into an exquisite corpse. Come, face me.
What?
You don't have to.
Oh, no.
That mouse was begging for a fight. and I am offering it to you. Ah, kneecamp counterfeit.
Quickly, blemish yes. All that distracted by the Carfoon no, Arnie.
Yes,
this is your opportunity. Sneak up to the Dark Lord's it. Keep
yes.
And bring back the information I need to access that stronghold and save our friend.
And quickly, Krom, I just want to say, holy shit, empathy is like the most powerful weapon. Great job.
Yeah, it's called the power of vulnerability, Chunt.
Wow.
More powerful than these fireballs?
Ah, run like hell! Run like hell away from this! Run like hell!
Advance!
Fireballs on a volcano, really? You look pretty intense. God, I know
there's a reason I hated you. Isidore, you may see fireballs, but I see a scared man compensating for something deep inside.
You know what I see? These huge dick balls!
Wow, Isidore, great fireballs, but didn't that spell marry its cousin?
Goodness gracious!
Not cool, dude. Maybe don't use that spell anymore?
These fireballs are... they shake my nerves and they rattle my brain.
But to be clear, Trent, you're fine with the dick balls.
I'm fine with the dick balls, but just the spell that produces great balls of fire, oh, I think sure. Married his cousin, and I don't want any part of that. I'd rather lose than have that magic at play.
Quick, zombies, clean up those dick balls. They didn't hit us, but they're unseemly. I don't like what they do to the workspace. Use them to shore up the bulwarks. More, we have to get more in the way of that lava.
Wait, hold on. What are they trying to do to this volcano? Are they trying to get it to not erupt?
Okay, so stopping a volcano from erupt... Hi, everybody. Dripfang, necromancer, chef inquisitor, and apparently civic engineer. To stop a volcano from actually erupting, it has to actually shift the whole volcano off of the base where the magma is coming up. And it's not like me and Soulwalker have the actual muscle power to do it ourselves. Do you... Soulwalker, I didn't mean to assume. Do you have the muscle power?
It's important not to assume, but no, I lack the corporeal strength and pyromantic abilities...
Okay.
...to rend the earth in such a way...
Right, great. So, we were sent on this job. Our skill set isn't necessarily designed for such work, but we adapted. We're overcoming. So, instead of stopping a volcano, we are directing the flow of the lava back up the volcano. So now, it's just basically a lazy...
Momo, quick! While he's monologuing, toss me! Toss me, Momo!
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
In my axe!
Oh, no, you're tossing me like a pizza. You just
put... Why did the mouse throw the badger to the side like that?
Let me knead you really
no,
quick.
No, come on.
Come on, no, please. It's no, not going to work unless...
Oh, that badger's being stretched and aerated.
It's not going to go right unless... Here we go.
Oh, that mouse is activating the gluten.
That badger's crust is really going to get caramelized when it gets close to the magma.
Papa John!
Just threw him in the opposite direction. Nowhere near us whatsoever.
Blemish, what did you find?
Isidore, Blemish returns down to the base of the volcano. I made it to the lip. Arnie, he's at the top of the volcano. He's on the lip. It is an extremely erotic scene up there.
I
needed a minute or two up there to take it in. Mm. And I'm going to whisper it into your ear, because if I say it out loud... he's up there with the... He's got the... The singlet on.
Yeah. How do I get in, though?
There's a saber-tooth thigh grip there.
I get it. It's a sexy scene. How do I get in?
It's so sexy, though.
Okay. We're talking about the sexy
Momo.
Scene that Arnie finds.
Yeah, what's up?
He's in a singlet.
Okay.
Come here.
Did he say he got the singlet from Forever Adjusted 21?
I think that's one of the things he was screaming out at.
I've been looking for one of those. I've been looking for...
Is he pulling it off? Like, the whole look?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. It's so fucking hot up there.
Talk more about the saber-toothed tiger.
No, don't.
And say it slower. Really say it sexy. Slower.
The saber-toothed tiger is stalking around the lip of the volcano. His paws gently tickling Arnie's body in different
Zombies,
places.
Zombies, go ahead and surround them. Them while they're in this
huddle.
That's
great. Drip Fang, I wanted to point out, are these your zombies? You did these?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I raised them and I brought them over myself. I got them from a big cemetery in Northeast, yeah.
These are the most ambulatory zombies I've ever seen you create.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you and unexpected. Thank you.
It's very impressive.
I mean, they're not quite runners yet, but we're getting there.
No, they're more of a classic design rather than the update.
Yeah.
They don't exactly shamble, but...
You probably need 28 more days or so.
Right, about 28 days later from now, there should be...
We might get there.
Yeah, you know, there'll be a dawning of the dead that we all really appreciate. I mean, while they're around you, they're going to slow zombies attack.
Quick, Momo, while they're talking, put toppings on me.
Stop telling me what to do. Here's the thing, if Momo's at a battle, she wants to end up a folk hero, and people are going to be singing songs about her for a while. And part of me is like, I'm the only lady at this battle, I should probably be doing a lot more, so it feels like there are more ladies here. And then the other part of me is like, Momo's on vacation.
Well,
so
even though I'm currently like a battle pizza, can I just say, I feel like the battle should carve out more time for you since you're the only female participant in the battle.
No, Momo's on vacation.
Did somebody say battle pizza? Oh, yeah. I'm going to eat some zombies.
Momo, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to conjure this pizza.
It is what it is.
So long, suckers.
Wait, is that pizza floating around calling everybody mama?
Yes. Pizza Skull appeared for just a moment at the sound of a pizza warrior that was required and saved us from the zombies.
Fuck, the one time I turn into pizza, Pizza Skull shows up. Of course. Well, time to turn into a shark.
Get in the water!
Toss me, toss me.
Momo, you have to throw him into the water.
And whoop!
No, not in the air like a pizza again. Forward, launch me, I guess. Launch me.
Is that offensive? I don't know.
Usador, inside that cave, all you have to do is pop your head up and you'll be at the lip of the volcano at the very top.
I just make it to the top and I'm in?
Yeah, you just go in this cave and pop your head up. That's what I did, and I was there, and I saw the whole thing. And I didn't really want to leave to come back and tell you about it, but I did. I'm your boat bud now.
Thank you, Blemish. You're my new best friend.
Well, well, well. Look who's been riding on the friendship. It seems Usador thought that he could give us all the slip. Take in the erotic tableau up above with his own eyes. But you'll have to get through me first, Blue Wizard.
Very well, then. All I need to do is pass this Soulwalker, who I've defeated before by reminding me... Oh, sorry, wasn't there a young gentleman in you who wanted to be an artist?
Yes.
What was his name again?
Wait, Usador, don't you realize? One of the few ways to defeat a Soulwalker is to get it to not remember one of the canonical names of the souls that make him up.
Yeah, Usador, that was literally years ago. I can't remember the name of every soul that populates the Cyclopean realm in the pocket dimension that holds me together.
Damn it, Connie Wilson, I was trying to get him to get the souls fighting one another so they would dissipate and break apart. But now they're more aligned than air against us.
You nearly sent me back into my memory palace.
Must be nice to afford a memory palace.
Oh, and it hath many rooms indeed. I can't remember every name, especially not Crispix.
Soulwalker, what's wrong? Soulwalker, your form has wavered. Speak to me. Talk to me, big guy.
I remember. Oh, my... Crispix.
Crispix?
Usador, it's you. It's me, Crispix. Crispix versus Generix.
Quickly, you must run out of here and get away from this volcano. The Soulwalker's trying to do evil.
Honestly, Usador, I've been in here so long, I'm more Soulwalker than Crispix now. It's been years, dude.
Literal years.
Okay, well then fine, fireball.
But it shouldn't be so hard for the Soulwalker to remember. Even though it's been years, like Momo, it's been years since the first time we met you, and I'm sure you remember your brother's name that you talked about in the first episode you were on.
Whoop! My flip-flop broke.
Ghost dog, way of the samurai. Ghost dog, attack.
Fuck a ghost dog. Get off me.
Ghost dog from the forest of Whitaker. Get him.
I think it was Mike.
Hey, Krom.
Yeah.
You see that guy Drip Fang? He's a bunch of snakes in a
ghost
suit. You see him?
Yeah, I see him.
Didn't you say in Fingaria that you deal a lot with a pile of snakes?
We had Foon's largest pile of snakes by width.
I can't kill this ghost that's in a shell.
But he moves so quick. While I'm strong, I don't think I have the finesse to be able to get him with my club. Maybe, Momo, what if I put you on my head and put a sailor hat on top, and you kind of tugged on my hair to make my arms move?
Okay, I will do that, because that sounds like fun, but why does everyone's plans include Momo? I am trying to rest.
You can rest. You're going to be under a hat.
Okay, here I go. Ratatouille! And I'm up.
Saul Walker, I'm going to throw you at Usador. We're going to turn this back around on him. The mouse tried to throw the badger. We're going to fastball special this on our own.
Very well. I'll coil my cloak up into a tight cylinder. It should make me more aerodynamic. Does that mouse have a shirt that says, I went to Black Spire Volcano and all I got was this stupid t-shirt?
Yeah, I think she also has a sun hat on that says, it's 5 o'clock someplace.
Wait, and a button that says, 1 tequila, 2 tequila, 3 tequila floor?
And a fanny pack that says, wine me, dine me, 69 me?
Whose side are you on?
His flip-flop says, ass, gas, or grass, no one rides for free.
Oh, wait, she has a tramp stamp that says, I'm not as think as you drunk I am?
Her necklace is a shot glass.
Hey, everybody, stop fighting, stop fighting. Look at this fucking mouse.
Everybody, real quick.
Focus up, everybody, focus up.
This mouse is having a blast.
It definitely looks like I'm having fun for real when I'm wearing all of this, huh? It
the back of her shirt says Grandma's favorite for some reason.
This mouse's collar says it's 1 o'clock somewhere. What a certified party animal!
I'm on vacation!
This mouse looks like it's on a bachelorette party but also retired.
Shots! Everybody!
I'm conjuring shots for everyone. Shots!
Well, I'm not gonna say no to shots. I mean, I'm at work, but, you know, hey, wink, wink.
To Kelsey getting married. May she have as much fun in marriage as she did with us at being single in her 20s. Woo!
To Kelsey!
Can we all agree? Good, evil, zombies, Drip Fang, Soulwalker, Carfoons, everyone. Can we all agree it's very important for all of us to take these shots? Like, can we put everything else aside and just say, hey,
everyone,
let's
take
these
the
fucking shots.
To one dick for the rest of your life, which is something I've heard people say at bachelorette parties.
Obviously, they haven't seen those balls.
Is it my arm? It moves independent of myself. I can't control it. There's some enchantment upon these shots. We should all buy a speedboat!
Woo!
I'm going to join the Hilton Diamond Rewards Club!
Blemish. Yes. This party that has just broken out is the perfect opportunity for me to slip away.
You sure you don't want to stay and party with these guys?
Where are my parrot heads at? Where are my parrot heads?
I desperately want to stay and party.
Me too.
But we have to go and save Arnie, and then we'll come back for the shots. Let's go.
Yes.
And while we're gone, as we sneak away, the perfect time to cut to a break.
Wasting away again in a realm completely made of blood.
I'll destroy you as soon as I find my lost shaker of salt.
Lamont Jones's world is shattered when his cousin dies in custody just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. From Wondery comes Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups that begins as one man's search for answers, but soon reveals a disturbing pattern. Lamont's cousin's death is just one of many, and powerful forces are working to keep the truth buried. With never-before-heard interviews and shocking revelations, Death County, PA pulls back the curtain on one of America's darkest institutional secrets. This isn't just another true crime story. It's happening right now. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Death County, PA early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we share thrilling true stories of survival, putting you in the shoes of the people who live to tell the tale. In our next season, it's February 14th, 1979. Elmo Wortman and his three children are stranded on a remote Alaskan island after a massive storm destroys their sailboat. Miles from help, they have to face the brutal cold with barely any food, only a sail for shelter, and a leaky plastic dinghy. Desperate to survive, they build a raft and try to reach safety. But as starvation and frostbite take hold, and days stretch into weeks, their endurance is pushed to the limit. Follow Against the Odds wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Well done, Blemish. This passage must be a secret to even the Dark Lord himself, or his chamber cannot be far now. Now, Chunt, Blemish, stay close. As we draw near, I will cast a spell of Farsight so that we may see what awaits us.
Oh, I see him. I see Arnie.
Oh, God, it's so hot. Volcanoes are the worst. These silver chains are pretty tight, but maybe I can get my hand free. Oh, shit. Sounds like the Dark Lord is coming back.
Thank you for waiting.
Where am I gonna go? I'm chained to this obsidian table.
The table is ebony, not obsidian.
Oh, yeah.
You need not pretend that you know the difference.
Obsidian is one of the only things that can kill wizards, right?
There are many things that can kill wizards. Wizards die all the time, but they come back. In a day, a month, a year, they always come back. When we are called to Foon, we are tied here with a cord impossible to cut. Except by two methods. The two things that can truly kill a wizard permanently.
Ebony?
Funny.
Thank you.
I have destroyed nearly all the obsidian in Foon. Consider it my gift to all wizards.
Well, then the good guys will just make more obsidian.
No, they won't. I have you to thank for that. Where obsidian comes from was always a mystery until word of your electric mail from an Earth geologist made its way to me.
Oh, great.
Obsidian is volcanic glass, and that is why we are here, to prevent Foon's only volcano from making obsidian ever again.
You said there are two ways to kill wizards. What's the other one?
Closure.
Closure? That's it? You mean like Usador's true purpose thing?
It's not good to ever fully win. The wise always leave the door open a crack. If you're not careful, you'll achieve your true purpose. And then you must face the other tether that binds all wizards, our link to the realms of Ephesius. You will find yourself reeled in, yanked back, pulled out of Foon forever. Why do you think Usador moves against me so slowly?
I always assumed he was incompetent.
Deep down, he doesn't want to kill me. And he never will. You'll see.
Look, I like to dunk on Usador as much as the next person, but you're fooling yourself if you don't think he's coming to save me.
Perhaps. But even if the Blue Wizard comes here with the last remaining bits of obsidian and Foon, I already have the pieces of the artifact. This first piece I've had for quite a while. The second, my forces retrieved from Fingaria.
Krom tried to hide it in snakes, didn't he?
And once you give me the third piece, which you will, I will cut that second cord. Should this body die the true death, I will simply take refuge in another, as if it were a roadside tavern, and I a weary traveler, free, after but a small delay, to reconstitute myself in all my might.
Okay, yeah, stop. I only understood about half of what you just said, although in my defense, it's not very intuitive. But I've figured something out. You can't take the artifact from me. I've been here over a week. I've been poked and prodded by all kinds of magic items, and for some reason dressed up in this chainmail onesie, which is weird. But if you could kill me, you would have by now. I don't know why, but you need me to give it to you. So don't pretend like you've got this all wrapped up.
It is true. The skills that shape these artifacts are beyond the knowledge of this world and yours. Only I and all of Foon could recognize their power. But they hold many secrets, even for me. Tell me again about the one in your head. It allows you to astral project?
We've been over this.
It's a piece of technology, not magic, and it connects me to Earth somehow. And I am there. I am on Earth. When I sleep, I can kind of see it. I don't know if this thing in my head just lets me see my life there, or if I'm only there because of it.
And you're a robot?
Look, I'm not going to explain what a robot is to you again, but maybe?
With this scrying pool, I have followed the path of your artifact. I have seen some of what you see at night when you close your eyes. Your tiny slice of your pitiful world. And I know that you only have access to that life as if in a dream, slipping through the fingers of your feeble memory. You only consciously retain a little, and so I have only been able to see a little. But still, I know.
You know what?
You don't know everything, but you know more than you say. And now I know the words you do not say. The names you do not say. You don't talk about your family anymore, do you?
Come on, man. I'm just trying to be thoughtful about it.
You don't say divorce.
Okay, yes, I think I know. Sarah and I have separated. And that sucks. But you're being so melodramatic about it. And that's not even taking into account that there's a black saber-toothed tiger standing next to you. It's heavy. It sucks. But it's not the end of the world. It's amicable. We're figuring it out. She seems happy.
Then why not let go of your connection to that world? Release that thing in your head to me. You're not needed in that world anymore.
Yes, I am. My daughter.
That's right. Your daughter. What was her name again?
Hey, no. She's not a part of this and never will be. You will never know her name.
Yes. Names have great power.
Look, fuck you, man. Yeah, it's not ideal. I'm only there half of the time, and being a part-time single parent would be tough even under normal circumstances. But I'm trying really hard to make her life good. And I think I am. I hope I am. And it's a gift to be part of her life, and I can't lose that. Especially since I don't know what would happen. If I lost this thing in my head, would I just not have access to my life there? Or would I stop being there at all?
Living in two worlds. It sounds difficult. Why not release that burden to me? You sound tired.
I can't let go of home. I won't. And I don't know how to let go of Foon.
Maybe we can figure it out. Together.
This is all really weird, right? This whole thing...
Stop there, villain! My friend shan't be your victim today. Oh, there you see no chance you would kill him.
Lest you lose your precious artifact?
Usidor! Chunt! And why did you bring Blemish?
He's good now.
Yeah.
And don't worry, buddy. We're gonna get you out of here. Or I'm not a tiny volcano. Hot blood. Ah, fuck. Ah, hot blood.
Quick, turn back into Carl.
Hey, Dark Lord. Our kids should hang out sometime, you dumb fuck.
The top three Magic Tavern characters are here to save Arnie.
Jimmy, Carl, and... Oh, fuck, what was his
name? Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical lights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Trakas. The elves knew me as Fiangyalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. And now may I be forevermore known as the Slayer of the Dark Lord.
You are too late, Usidor. I too have won many names, but I have moved beyond wizard's boasting and beyond your power to stop me. Beyond true death, beyond the reach of Ephesius. Beyond the knowledge of the goddesses themselves. And the key to my ascension has for years sat right next to you, buried here in the head of Arnie-Me-Cam.
Joke's on you if you think there's anything valuable inside that head of his. Arnie, hey,
I don't mean that. You're my best friend. I'm so sorry.
I get it. It was there. You had to take it, right?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that, I mean, we built an empire on that sort of stuff. So, yeah, sure. But here, your empire comes to an end. I shall strike you down before you have a chance to assemble your precious piece of magic.
Let's speed this along. It's true. I cannot kill the Earthman without peril to the artifact. But I have overcome many obstacles to be what you see. It will not be one human stubbornness that stops me now. Drip Fang.
Okay, so I'll be right back. Sorry, I had to put down my yard garita. What's up, boss? What are we doing? What's happening?
I see you have not waited to celebrate my victory. Enjoying your drink?
Yes. Yes. Why? Yes.
Always.
It's part of the gig. It's used. You knew that when you hired me. It's on my CV and my resume. And my resume, if anybody's wondering, it's the corpse of a gargoyle.
That reminds me, would anyone like some shots?
No. Dark boss, dark lord, sire, master, my dude, do not take the shots, for they are enchanted, and they shall keep thy hand there steadied. And yet, my hand, though it is mildly inebriated, and we were doing karaoke, has found its way to its part of the plan. For now, I put my hand next to Arnie's stupid head.
Well, don't touch me.
Oh, sorry, I'm already touching you. I don't respect boundaries. I'm evil. And now... did you want to say something about evil there, big guy?
I just hate it so much.
Yes, but you respect it because you know that I am able to defeat you with even the simplest of spells. I simply isolate the magical energies around Arnie's head, and then I say, poof. And now I'm holding a perfect simulacrum of Arnie's head. It's nasty as hell. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, fuck. I'm looking at a decapitated copy of my head.
I'm into it.
Well done, my faithful servant.
Oh. Yeah. I wasn't even expecting it to be this. This is gnarly.
That's nasty.
Wow. Okay. But now I bequeath it to you, the Dark Lord. And for within is the should be the exact copy of.
Oh
the,
God! Is that what the back of my head looks like?
Quiet, honey. Not right now.
Clearly, your barber hates you. But now, everyone will hate you because you were unable to protect the one thing that will make the Dark Lord unkillable. The artifact, my lord, you will find, is within the head. Of Arnie.
No!
Yes. Simply dig in through the eyes.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna throw up.
Oh, it's all the stuff that happens at a fake haunted house, but real.
Oh, those aren't grapes.
I still kinda like this part.
And now, the three artifacts are joined into one. Oh, the beauty of it. It begins to glow. With its strange magics.
I think that's just an LED display.
True immortality. Time enough for every conquest. Do you see it, Usador?
Yes, I see this foul contraption that you have assembled here, your Dark Highness, but know that I shall ne'er take a knee before thee, and in fact, you shall instead, you shall hear, feel Usador's hand!
Oh, shit. Usador, you just stabbed the Dark Lord with that sword.
I'm impressed, Usador. It hurt, but it was for naught. The artifact is assembled and will transport my essence to a temporary vessel. Now the transference begins.
Sorry to interrupt. How do we know if it's working?
Something wrong.
Did it come with a user's manual or anything?
A blade of pure obsidian, provided by none other than your own foul henchman here, has slain you once and for all.
Hell yeah, more like obsidian undone.
I have died 100 deaths before, but this is different. This is worse.
Did you assemble it wrong?
No, I cannot die. They see me. Usador, help me. I must
And look now, a ball of light begins to form and fly towards the heavens.
I have done it! I have killed the Dark Lord!
Whoa, is that what happens when a wizard gets killed? A beam of light shoots into the sky?
Oh yeah, you weren't in the last episode. When a wizard dies the true death, a ball of light forms and then shoots straight into the sky, forming a beam of light behind it.
Fuck!
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, fuck.
Get out of here. Go have another yard garita, idiot.
Dark Lord! Sire! Where art thou? Where's thou gone? I swear to God, I totally sobered up when I saw that. What is it?
His robes. He's gone. The light. It flew into the sky.
Did they fuck up the artifact by... They still, like... killed a version of my head, right? Maybe that made it not work.
Yeah, that was disgusting, but even though we killed a version of your head, can I just say, the fast horses ride again, baby!
Fast horses!
Woo!
I got a fast horse.
Oh, shit! We finally got it!
I know, I came around on your song, yeah.
Oh, don't sing that stupid song right now! You just destroyed my entire reason for existence. This is my job! This is my life! This is my handiwork! You just killed him! With a sword I made! I understand! I think this is irony! It's not satire! Nobody knows what that is anymore! But it could be irony! Because I made this, and I used this to kill... Fuck!
Fuck you, Drip Fang.
Yeah, fuck off.
Fuck you and your saber-toothed tiger.
I actually think it might just live here.
Fuck everybody!
Oh, what have I done? I made the thing. I made the thing that killed the one who was going to bring darkness upon all. Oh, boy.
Yeah, live that one down, dipshit.
This feels bad.
Dripfang, not only did you make the weapon that killed the Dark Lord, you also did the thing that gave him confidence that he was undefeatable, and that's how he got killed
so
easily.
No, I can't put that on me. You can't put that on me.
I think I can.
I did what was on the call sheet.
You fucked up.
I mean, you delivered the sword that you created to us as well by implanting it in Nani.
Okay.
Just, like, handed it to us.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm still mad about that.
Yeah, and I, you know what? I don't even have the strength to, like, raise it. I'm gonna keep it. This is mine now. I'm gonna keep it. It's not your hand anymore. It's my sword again. And I'm gonna go, I guess, tell everybody that we are boned most thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
Don't follow me. I don't want to fight anymore. I'm too sad. I should be flying into a vengeful rage, but nope. It's all numb. I'm gonna go outside of Volcano. I'm gonna go make all my friends sad.
Yeah, you go do that. And next time, when you come at us, why don't you try being 100 skin suits inside a big snake?
Good burn.
Was that really a good burn? Tell me honest.
I can't believe that's the insult I have to leave on.
I'm sorry.
I was workshopping.
I'm sorry. Ah,
nope,
this sucks. I'm sorry.
Bye.
Fuck, bye.
Bye-bye.
Arnie.
Yusi.
We saved you. We killed the Dark Lord. We did it.
I mean, I would have preferred you got here a little bit faster. I mean, I went through hell for a couple weeks, but still.
Yeah, we got here as fast as we could.
We got here as fast as we could, buddy.
And we have a new member of our team. The one who brought me directly to this location and helped me break in so that I could save you in the nick of time and defeat my great enemy. None other than the newly reformed Carfoon Blemish.
No, Usador, why didn't you disappear?
What do you mean?
When we defeated the Dark Lord, aren't you supposed to disappear?
It could take a little while. It might take a few minutes or maybe a couple of days. I don't know.
Oh, Carfoon Blemish just got my joke about 100 skin suits inside its snake, maybe?
Yes. Come here, new friend. Come say hello to the real Ani. What is it, Blemish?
What a weirdo.
Yeah.
Wait.
It worked.
What?
It worked.
What worked?
I am in the stupid, ugly, disgusting body of Carfoon Blemish. But I live. Yes.
What?
I live. I am undefeatable.
Wait, I can't believe I'm the person that's figuring this out first, but Usador Chunt... Did it work? Did the Dark Lord hop into Carfoon Blemish's body?
I cannot be defeated.
No.
I've done it!
Oh, shit.
I just have to end this ridiculous body. Someone erase me.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Who's got a bowl?
Guys.
Let me spit in a fucking bowl.
Usador, am I understanding this correctly? If he's in Blemish's body, the Dark Lord doesn't have any of his powers, right?
Right. Where's my damn sword? Who took that fucking sword?
And the only way he'll become the Dark Lord again is when Blemish dies.
Yes, yes. So we have to keep this Blemish alive.
What's sharp in here? Give me something sharp. Who's got a knife, a sword, a dagger, anything?
Get a sack! Throw him in a sack! Give me a sack!
Hey, don't worry about it. I'm gonna kill him.
No, John!
No, John. Don't kill him!
No!
Yes, John, yes! Release all the pent-up anger and hatred that you've always had towards Blemish and eat my throat!
John, the best way we can defeat evil and Foon is to keep Blemish alive. I know it's ironic because we've had a problem with that in the past.
He come told here, me in his throat. I mean, that's...
He keeps hiding under the tables and stools. Somebody help me catch him. No, get out of my pouch. Get out of my pouch.
Where are those obsidian balls? I'm going to choke on those obsidian balls.
No, you can't have them. Here,
give them to me. I want to choke on those balls.
This is sad. This is just sad, is all I'm saying.
Give me the balls.
I just want to see where this goes.
I've got him. I've got him. Someone grab a sack. Grab a sack.
Get off me.
Here, I'll turn into a kangaroo.
Good. Not
one. Put him in.
Okay, that'll give me a second to conjure a real sack. Here.
Arnie, this reminds me of the time I got in a fight with a switcheroo. It was a kangaroo that took a branch off a tree and beat the shit out of my ass.
Why do you always tell that story?
No reason.
Okay.
Back to Badger.
Arnie, Chunt.
Yeah.
Three of us must make a solemn oath here today. No one must know that the Dark Lord still lives. You saw how defeated Dripfang was when he walked out of here. Why, he had a sword capable of killing me, and he just walked away. This will do far more damage if we just allow them to believe the Dark Lord is gone.
But I gotta be honest, when Dripfang left, my heart broke. Like, he seemed so bummed out.
Yeah, that was kind of a bummer. He's such a fun guy most of the time.
He fucking stabbed me, guys. I'm sorry. I'll forgive almost anybody, but he fucking stabbed me, okay?
We've all stabbed someone. Come on.
He's evil, but I like the guy. I can't help it.
Yeah, there's so charismatic. About him. Yes.
Look, he makes good tape. I will give him that.
Do you both solemnly swear
that we're up to no good?
No, you have to say, I solemnly swear.
I solemnly swear.
God, no, I want to hear the second part
Jesus Christ.
I solemnly swear. Look, Usador, we defeated the Dark Lord. Like, we can tell our close friends what's going on, right?
No, the Dark Lord is in this sack, you idiot. You have to solemnly swear to not tell anyone that he still lives.
Well, I can still release this in the podcast, right?
Yeah, I don't give a shit about what people on Earth think.
All right, guess let's try to be cool and get to the ship as fast as we can.
First, solemnly swear.
I solemnly swear.
He solemnly swears.
Was that solemn enough?
Fuck it, let's just go.
Okay, let's get out of here. Did you guys bring anybody with you, like a cool team to help save me?
Yeah, Crom and Momo, but she's on vacation.
Oh, and Carfoon Arnie. Where'd he go?
Carfoon Arnie?
Yeah.
Oh, that fucking guy.
And he's kind of tagging along.
I don't know where he went.
Why didn't you bring more strong people besides just Crom?
Oh, yeah.
Look, we were in a hurry. I got who I could get.
Well, at least you reached out to Crom and got him to join your team.
That's right. Very intentional.
Yes, intentional.
Okay, just be cool, all right? We're heading back out down the volcano.
Damn, Arnie, can I just say, that flirty chainmail is really working for you.
You're pulling off this look.
Really? You think it looks better than my pink polo?
I mean, that pink polo's a piece of shit at this point. Shut up.
I think you should start wearing this at live shows.
This
flirty chainmail, yes! It's working!
Wow.
There, we said it. It's canon. Live shows. Chainmail. If we make it out of here alive.
Look, we don't have time to argue over whether there'll ever be another live show or not. Let's get to the bottom of this volcano.
Oh, wait! I know what to do! Quick! I turn into a sled! Everyone, jump on!
Whoa. This is the dream I had. All of us sledding down a hill together.
Crom.
Holy shit!
Yeah, come on!
We don't have to wait till Vishtosh. Let's do it now!
Momo, come over here. Everyone get on the sled.
Wait, holy smokes, you guys made it!
Yeah, we killed the Dark Lord. Wink.
Wait, are you flirting with me? It's working. I like that outfit, pal.
Really?
Yeah, I love it!
You like this more than my pink polo?
Oh, boy, howdy do I. Can I say something? I was just out here working on my scrapbook for my little vacation here, and I think this should be a yearly thing, right? So, Walker, everybody, we all in once a year. We all come back here. Arnie almost dies, and then we just, like, have this vacation thing every year.
What is the point even staying together in this world into which light will no doubt return in force? What is the point being an unearthly, necrotic receptacle for the souls of the damned when there is no lord to overween you?
Why is he saying all this to a skull?
Oh, this true, solid ectoplasm could.
Well, let's slide away.
Wow, he was really in his own little world.
I can still hear some of it.
Not even that my drinking team has a surfing problem should cheer me up.
The road may go on forever, but the party never ends. Just reading that off of her hat.
Arnie, are you okay? I didn't even ask. I'm so sorry.
I don't know. I feel like no, but you know what? I'll just worry about unpacking what all has happened to me, like, over time when we get out of here.
I miss women.
Ooh, hang on, everyone. We gotta stop real quick. Hey, Driftfang, before we leave, I heard a rumor from one of the zombies I killed that your name was just Fang until you caught an STD.
What the fuck is your problem?
Bye,
man?
Sucker!
Evil dipshit!
Oh, we're at the bottom of the volcano. Krom, does this make your dream come true?
Yeah, this was exactly how I imagined it. All of us together, sledding.
And Krom, I found your keys.
Oh.
The dream is fulfilled. The prophecy is met.
Now we gotta get the fuck out of here before people figure out what happened.
But now we're supposed to talk all night and share, like, our deepest secrets as well.
Yeah, we can do that on the boat as we sail away.
Well, hold on. Krom, is that okay? Was that in the dream?
You know what? Sometimes our lives can be the dream, Junt.
Wow. I don't know what that means, but he said it with such authority that I just want to nod my head and say, yeah, man. Fuck yeah.
Hey, Momo, can you make my arms give all these guys a hug?
Yep, and pull your hair this way, and this way, and...
Ha. Oh, he's chopping an onion. And he's Juliana Pepper? Wow.
Am I just making a pizza?
We're all making a pizza, Krom. We're all making a pizza.
Who did you just stare off and look at?
Oh, no one, Krom. No one.
No one? Really?
Yeah.
No one.
Well, who did you just look at? You stared off in the distance.
Did I?
Well, I'm getting on the boat, guys.
Shots.
So the boat is real.
This is why my favorite peanut strip is the one where Charlie Brown finally kicks the football, but as it zooms away, the football tells everyone that it transferred itself to a different, lesser, Martin Wilson-y football just moments ago, so this doesn't count. That and all the ones where Woodstock talks in the same language people use to keep track of time on the walls in jail.
All right, I've hacked everything. Projects, archives, the holding cells, even payroll, which was not easy.
Well done, Craig, but the emergency's over. They used an obsidian sword to... Ugh, I can't go through it again. Read the wiki page. Wait, did you say holding cells?
Yeah, levels 4 through 28 are holding cells. This place is huge.
What a betrayal. I knew there was a better office space around here than the room where they keep the holiday decorations. But holding cells? Holding who?
Hang on, accessing the manifest. Coming through. Holding cell occupants. Inta, Nerf, Oslo, Noom, Randy, Muxo, Randy, BB, Eel, Randy, 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 Randy.
That's either an IKEA holiday catalog or goblin names. Are the goblins sent to Earth from Season 1 being held here? If so, deep cut, us. Craig, keep digging, see what you can find. Meanwhile, you've been neglecting the flesh and blood human beings in your life while trying to make sense of Hello from the Magic Tavern. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Blemish the Carfoon was played by a tire on a child's bicycle with a slow leak. Wait, no, he was played by Martin Wilson. Momo the Mouse on Vacation was played by Aaron Keefe. Check out Aaron's podcast, Hey Riddle Riddle. Krom the Fingarian was played by Mark Logsdon. Drip Fang the Necromancer was played by a cursed Teddy Ruxpin, having absorbed the soul of Paul Lind. Whoops, wrong again, he was played by Kevin Serretta. Thanks to a tragic email typo, Kevin also plays Drip Fang in two seasons of the Magic Tavern spin-off podcast, Masters of Mayhem. Both full seasons currently available on Stitcher Premium. The Soul Walker was played by Ross Bryant. Ross is a writer for Mystery Science Theater 3000. Catch Ross with the Improvised Shakespeare Company at Largo in Los Angeles, August 14th and September 11th. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arne Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Special thanks to our Earwolf producer, Kimmy Lucas, and everyone over at Earwolf. This episode edited by Chris Rathjen. Special assistance provided by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Original Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Sea Shanty version by Arnie Parrott.
Okay, I can confirm all but one holding cell contains the Goblin Army sent to Earth.
Who's in the other cell?
Trisha locked herself in there on purpose as character research before she auditions for a regional production of Shawshank, the musical.
So, we have a new emergency.
Oh, the other emergency never ended. The systems are on high alert because they're planning a full-scale invasion of Foon. I guess they were covering it up by saying they were planning to rescue Arnie.
That was a lie. They had me sign a card. Craig, don't plan on leaving that coffee machine.
You have to change this filter. I can see moss in here.
No time. Things are about to get worse, and we'll be doing everything in our power to stop it. But first...
Yes?
Let's take a few months off. That's how we do it Magic Tavern style. Maybe there'll be the occasional update or one-off to keep those appetites whetted. And then we'll be back in full force. But for now, Craig, I need every schematic on this place you can find. Because we may just have access to a goblin army.
You have that already.
What?
I told you I hacked everything. Did you think that didn't include building schematics?
Okay, it seemed like a nice way to wrap things up. You know, a call to action for the cheap seats.
Well, this kind of thing wouldn't happen with a little listening.
Okay, be more interesting.
You know, with all that intelligentsia, yeah, you'd think it'd be a little sharper.
Well, now how are we supposed to end things?
Arnie, thank the goddesses you are well. I am so happy to have you safely returned to us.
Oh, hey, Arnie.
Yeah?
I think I have a lead on Eggy Baby. Do we have time to
next season.
Come on, fuck.
Like, we can't top. I mean, honestly, at this point, why are we even still talking? Because, like, we're not going to top it. Like, this episode, we're going out on a high. Also, it's a nice conclusion, but also you're like, well, what's going to happen next season? Like, it kind of drags
Arnie,
you forward.
Arnie, no. Hey, buddy. I get it. Oh, and speaking of we're not going to top this, did I tell you I turned into a battle pizza?
I just assumed.
Mm-hmm.
Arnie, I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you, Yusi. And I know I give you a lot of shit, but when it came down to it, all of you came and you saved me, and that means a lot.
Aw, buddy.
Also, Usador, you killed the Dark Lord.
I mean, yes, sort of. I mean, most people think I have. Which will certainly make me more famous than Spintax. But, you know, he's trapped here in Blemish. And...
Do Carfoons have nuts?
Mounds don't.
Yep, he does.
Well, love you guys. But if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go drink a slumber cup and dream about taking someone shopping for new school shoes.
Don't wake me unless it's an emergency.
Do you think he'll ever tell us about his family?
He'll tell us in due time, when he's ready. And when he does, we'll be there for him again. Now, Chunt, tell me about Eggy Baby. Over a drink.
Oh, right. So, Eggy Baby, I got, like, a letter, and there's a guy. And so, I read the letter, and what I...
Hey, I'm Mike Corey, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we take you to the edge of some of the most incredible adventure and survival stories in history. In our next season, it's 1980, and in the Pacific Northwest, the long, dormant volcano Mount St. Helens is showing signs of life. Scientists warn that a big eruption is coming, but a restricted zone around the mountain is limited by politics. On May 18th, hikers, loggers, reporters, and researchers are caught in the blast zone as the volcano erupts. They find themselves pummeled by a deadly combination of scorching heat, smothering ash, and massive mudslides. The survivors have to find their way to safety before they succumb to their injuries or face another eruption. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Binge the entire season ad-free right now only on Wondery Plus. Start your free trial in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today.